Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 24, The Renunciation of Kardama Muni, Text 30. 1 minute, 1 moment. Just let me finish this. Svayam Vakyam Ritam Karatom Avatirna Si Me Grihe Chikirshur Bhagavan Gyanam Bhaktanam Mana Vardana Swiyam Vakyam Ritam Kartum Avatirno Sime Grihe Chikirsho Bhagavan Gyanam Bhaktana Manavardana Swiyam Vakyam Ritam Kartum Avatirno Sime Grihe Chikirsho Bhagavan Gyanam Bhaktanam Bhaktana Manavardana Swiyam Vakyam Ritam Kartum Avatirno Sime Grihe Chikirsho Bhagavan Gyanam Bhaktana Manavardana
Yeah.
Mataji's. Swiyam your own vakyam words ritam true kartam to make avatirna descended asi you are me grihe in my house, Chikirsho, desirous of disseminating Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Gyanam, knowledge, Bhaktanam, of the devotees, Mana, the honor, Vardhana, who increases. Translation. Kardama Muni said, you, my dear Lord, who are always increasing the honor of your devotees, have descended in my house just to fulfill your word and disseminate the process of real knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When the Lord appeared before Kardama Muni after his mature yoga practice, he promised that he would become Kardama's son. He descended as the son of Kardama Muni in order to fulfill that promise. Another purpose of his appearance is Chikirshur Bhagavan Gyanam, to distribute knowledge. Therefore he is called Bhaktanam Mana Vardhana, he who increases the honor of his devotees. By distributing Sankhya, he would increase the honor of the devotees. Therefore, Sankhya philosophy is not dry mental speculation. Sankhya philosophy means devotional service. How could the honor of the devotees be increased unless Sankhya were meant for devotional service? Devotees are not interested in speculative knowledge. Therefore, the Sankhya enunciated by Kapila Muni is meant to establish one firmly in devotional service. Real knowledge and real liberation is to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engage in devotional service. Where are we? Are we here? No, we're not here. Are we? How could it be? Oh, that's Zoom. Wow, look. Zoom. Zoom is on Facebook. How could it be? That's amazing. Zoom is on Facebook. Sure. Just bear with me, devotees. This has to be done. I mean, it's more or less up to me to refine it. Okay, here we are. All right. Let's see how that goes. So, yes. Let us read the verse again. Swiyam vakyam ritam karatum. Avatirnosi me grihe, Chikirshur Bhagavan Gyanam, Bhaktanam Manavardhana, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath Sri Giri Govardhan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. I don't know how you've got Zoom on Facebook, but you have got Zoom on Facebook. It's not meant to be possible. It's not meant to be possible. But Zoom is on Facebook. It really is. That is, we got to talk about that later. Swayam vakyam ritam karatum avatirnosi me grihe chikirshu bhagavan gyanam bhaktanam manavardhana. Kardama Muni said, you, my dear Lord, who are always increasing the honor of your devotees, have descended in my home just to fulfill your word and disseminate the process of real knowledge. Well, yes, so Kardama Muni is addressing the Lord, speaking to the Lord who's standing in front of him, and appreciating him, glorifying, appreciating in different ways. Of course, the first thing which is said in the verse, anyway, different things are said, but the first thing in the verse is that you always increase the honor of your devotees. Mana. Bhaktanam mana vardhana. Vardhan, as we know, we mentioned a few days ago, and we just know anyway, vardhan means to nourish, so that whatever it is being nourished grows and develops and becomes very strong and nice and beautiful. Therefore, Govardhan, Govardhan, the hill, Govardhan, which nourishes the cows and which nourishes the senses also, particularly famous perhaps, well, in both cases, but perhaps for the cows more. Yes, nourishing. It's really very nice. So this is now bhaktanam manavardhana. Mana meaning honor in this context. Mana. Vardhana. nourishing the honor bhaktanam of the devotees. And, well, he does that in different ways. The Supreme Personality of Godhead increases the honor of his devotees in different ways. First of all, here, the Lord is appearing in the family, one of the families of his devotees. And if the Lord appeared in your family, it would increase the honor of your family too. That would be really something quite extraordinary. Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in Chatsworth or somewhere. The family, whew, that would be a big thing. Everyone would be extremely excited, of course, if they understood. But anyway, in this case, Devahuti becomes very famous. I was doing a little research yesterday into Lord Kapila and Jainism, having heard that there's some connection between Kapila, some Kapila, and Jainism. So I decided to have a look-see and have a look at the history a little bit. It doesn't appear, at least from those records, that there's any Kapila connected with Jainism. But there's definitely another Kapila who, according to those records, for whatever they're worth, this other Kapila appeared around the time of Buddha and tried to compete with Buddha. Seems he wasn't as successful, but some success was there because he is still known to this day as the original propounder of Sankhya that was mentioned, would you believe, in Wikipedia. And if it's in Wikipedia, it must be right. Is that right? I don't know. But anyway, it's there, that's for sure. And a few other Kapilas, and this Kapila. This Kapila, there's a section there on this Kapila, how he appeared as the son of Devahuti. So, and Kardama, they're both mentioned. So the family, the honor of the prestige, honor, whatever you'd say along those lines, of the family has been increased by the appearance of Lord Kapila as the son of Devahuti and Kardama Muni. Yes, so in this way, Lord Kapila increased the honor of his devotees, but then also, as Prabhupada points out in the purport, Lord Kapila, by distributing Sankhya, he would increase the honor of the devotees. That's interesting. Prabhupada does not really go into how this would happen, how it might happen, but he states it. He states it that therefore, Sankhya philosophy is not dry mental speculation. Sankhya philosophy means devotional service. How could the honor of the devotees be increased unless Sankhya were meant for devotional service? Yes. So it's a fact. If you read through, well, as we are going to read through the instructions of Lord Kapila to Mother Devahuti, we'll see there's so much devotional service. There's just so much information about Krishna consciousness in different ways. One of the most interesting, you know, it's all interesting, but one of the most interesting, at least to me, and I think to many devotees, is how Lord Kapila describes devotees who are in the three modes of material nature. They are devotees, but they're influenced significantly by the modes of material nature. Of course, the devotee, well, there are four levels of devotees, as described by Lord Kapila in terms of the modes of nature. The fourth one, or the top one, is the pure devotee who's in Shuddha Sattva, transcendental goodness. So he's not within the modes of material nature. But then the next one, just coming down, is the devotee in the mode of goodness. And, you know, that's sort of kind of what you would expect. It's like a type of description of a devotee which we often come across. But then the description of the devotee in the mode of passion, that's interesting. That's a special type of devotee, yes, who's materially interested and trying to enjoy materially through devotional service, in devotional service. So that's interesting. I mean, in the sense that that's unusual. We hear often about people who are in the mode of passion, And then, of course, we hear about devotees. But devotees who are in the mode of passion, this is a special category. And because perhaps some of us may be influenced by the mode of passion, or certainly we have that type of background, we may find it very relevant and practical terms for us. Just like, you know, I find it extremely interesting, and I think many devotees do, how Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives quite detailed descriptions of the symptoms and characteristics and natures of devotees on different levels of advancement, beginning from the lowest levels of advancement in Krishna consciousness, beginning from just starting in Krishna consciousness. And when we, you know, we've given a seminar on that book many times, and you always, we say at some point that you may see yourself here. You may see yourself, the devotee who's sort of in the process of extraction from the material nature, but not quite extracted yet. So similarly, when Lord Kapila talks about the devotee in the mode of passion, it's interesting. It's very interesting, and surely some of us can see ourselves to some degree there. But then finally, it's actually the first in the list, actually, as the list appears in the Bhagavatam, is the devotee in the mode of ignorance. And the devotee in the mode of ignorance is a real character. He's just a real character. Sure. And sometimes we see devotees, and what about ourselves? But sometimes we see devotees who are definitely influenced by the mode of ignorance. Sure. Angry devotee. A separatist. Doesn't want to cooperate and be part of the team sort of thing. And various other characteristics. So this is very interesting for devotees. So this Sankhya philosophy of Lord Kapila is like that. It's not simply an analysis of the 24 or however many components of the material nature, and then some mention that above that there's the soul or Brahman or something of that sort. There's all sorts of interesting points about devotional service, about devotees, and about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the context, you could say, there's definitely a Sankhya type of element to it, in that it's analytical, like that analysis of the devotees in terms of the modes. It's kind of a fairly typical type of Sankhya thing where things are analyzed in different ways to increase our understandings of them in the context of reality. So this then, Prabhupada's saying here, by distributing Sankhya, Lord Kapila would increase the honor of the devotees. And we might possibly wonder, how could it be that because Sankhya is there in Krishna consciousness, it would increase the honor of the devotees. Yeah. Are they not honorable as much as they could be just by being devotees? But here Prabhupada says that by Lord Kapila distributing Sankhya, he has increased the honor of the devotees. So that's discussed, at least one perspective on that is discussed in Bhagavad Gita. In the purport, particularly, it's chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. Both. It may be particularly more verse 11, but it's both. It's both. There, in the purport, well, in those verses, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is telling Arjuna how he, if the devotees are very sincere and serve him with love, then he gives understanding, he cleanses the heart, he gives mercy to help them come to the highest level in different ways. And Srila Prabhupada comments in one or both of the purports that some people think that devotees are not philosophers, they're sentimentalists, they're just emotional people who jump up and down, and as was happening just earlier, running around in circles and back and forth and so on. And, you know, so someone may think this is just some sort of emotional thing, which isn't really so deep. It doesn't have depth to it. Like a child could do it. Anyone could do it. It's not a sign that, you know, if you are doing this because you're Krishna conscious, they would say that this is not a sign that Krishna consciousness has depth to it in terms of understanding. So Srila Prabhupada makes that point in those purports there, chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, that some people think like that, but actually there have been many great philosophers in the history of Krishna consciousness. And of course, Srila Prabhupada is one of them. He was highly respected by people who were not devotees, but they were knowledgeable in the field of Vedic philosophy. Yeah, so Prabhupada makes that point, that actually within Krishna consciousness, there's a depth of understanding. Of course, we know that, and we mentioned also just, a couple of weeks ago now, that when Lord Chaitanya was in Varanasi, staying with Tapan Mishra, then that place, Varanasi, is like the headquarters, or one of the main headquarters, maybe the headquarters, of the Mayavadis. And Prakashananda Saraswati, the leader of the Mayavadi movement at that time, he was stationed there in Varanasi with his disciples, and he had 60,000, that's a lot, of disciples, which means, it actually means, they were sannyasis, and they were there with him. Sure, that's a big thing. Because in the Mayavad tradition, generally, first initiation means you're given sannyas. Yeah. Until you come to the point of being given sannyas, you are just a bhakta. Well, not even a bhakta, really, because they're not devotees, but whatever you would call them. You're an uninitiated person, that's for sure. And yeah, so this Prakashananda, Lord Chaitanya was staying with Tapan Mishra, who was from Navadweep, and who knew Lord Chaitanya from there. And Prakashananda sent an invitation to Lord Chaitanya via Tapan Mishra. Please ask this. Lord Chaitanya's name as a sannyasi was Krishna Chaitanya, Swami, or whatever, Bharati. He was initiated in the Bharati line. So he sent an invitation to Tapan Mishra, where Lord Chaitanya was staying. Please invite this Krishna Chaitanya to come and join us in one of our meetings, his fellow sannyasis. And Lord Chaitanya went. And of course it's a long story, but Prakashananda Saraswati practically immediately questioned him or challenged him, "Why are you not associating with us? You've been here for a while. This is the first time you've come and joined us. Why? Why are you not associating with us? And why are you just out in the streets with all sorts of ordinary people, including women and children, but otherwise just ordinary people, just dancing and chanting very emotionally? Why are you doing like this?" Then, of course, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya began his response. He began his response, and then how he developed his preaching to the Mayavadis. Lord Chaitanya began by saying, oh my gosh, Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. Yeah, it's difficult being the person who's giving the class. Your microphone is not working. Why is your microphone not working? That's why it's not working. Because the thing... Bear with us. This thing pulled out, I think. Yeah, so now... Oops. Now it's on orange. I think it's working. Yeah. Oops, we got to unmute. So, Adna Minuta, Ek Minute. Is it working now?
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry. Whew. Yeah. Life. Right, so Lord Chaitanya, the first thing he said was, when Prakashananda asked, "Why are you doing this?" The first thing Lord Chaitanya said was, "Guru Mora, Murka Deki, Karila Shasan. My guru told me, you are a fool. And he chastised me." That was the first thing. But then after he chastised me, he told me to chant Hare Krishna. That's why I'm doing it. But then, of course, you know, and it's such an interesting thing to read, Lord Chaitanya started preaching Krishna consciousness to Prakashananda and his 60,000 disciples, and pretty much turned them into Vaishnavas. Yeah. So, in other words, no, because their thing was philosophy. All sorts of philosophies and speculations and ideas and debating and all that. But Lord Chaitanya, who they were assuming was some sort of strange sentimentalist sannyasi, very unorthodox, and they thought not intelligent, but he completely devastated them philosophically. So like this, the devotees are philosophers. Of course, not every devotee is so much of a philosopher, but in Krishna consciousness, there's so much philosophy. Actually, Prabhupada made the point that all types of yoga, all different types of yoga are included in Krishna consciousness. Sankhya is let's say that Hatha Yoga is included by sitting cross-legged as two of you are doing. And one is, he was doing. But when we sit cross-legged, this is a classic Hatha Yoga, or it's an asana. And Prabhupada also said, when we dance in kirtan, if you're not too old to do that by now, well, anyway, you're all young, except Maharaj. When you dance in kirtan, this is a form of Hatha Yoga exercise. Yeah. When we chant japa, this is meditation, of course. When we have kirtan, it's meditation. Those who have second initiation, when you chant Gayatri, it's silent meditation. Yes, and in different ways, all the different forms of yoga are found in Krishna consciousness. And Sankhya is there in the philosophy, and particularly Bhagavad Gita and also Srimad Bhagavatam. Sankhya is there. So many things are analyzed in the context of Krishna consciousness to help us with our spiritual advancement, how we're not these bodies to start off with. Yes. So Sankhya philosophy gives honor, increases the honor of the devotees in the sense that if anyone at least looks seriously at Krishna consciousness, they see that it's very philosophical. And then they appreciate, oh, it must be taken seriously. It's not just some emotional something. Which, and it's an interesting point, different groups of persons in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, certain groups specifically preach against philosophy. They specifically preach, don't get into philosophy. Jiva Goswami, you know, who historically has been the main philosopher, you know, we don't touch Jiva Goswami. You know, we just chant and go into ecstasy or something, smoke some dukkha, chant, and become very emotional. And this, they feel, this is bhakti yoga, this is Krishna consciousness. And because they are there, at least, and not insubstantial group, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, many people who are familiar with them think that Gaudiya Vaishnavism is just like that. But no, there's a great depth of philosophy. And the contribution of Lord Kapila to that is very significant. So he has brought honor to the devotees, increased the honor of the devotees. Yes. And, well, Kadama Muni mentions that you have descended my home just to fulfill your word. I read through yesterday, and I found it's in chapter 21, if I remember correctly, when Kardama Muni has just concluded, or he's just concluding, his 10,000 years of practice. Just as he's concluded or concluding, the Lord appears to him and tells him all these things that, you know, I'm going to appear as your child. He tells him tomorrow Swayambhuva Manu and his wife are going to come with their daughter, and you should marry her. And then I will appear, he says, I will appear as your child, as a plenary portion, he says. So, Kardama Muni is saying here that now you've done that, and so you have fulfilled your word, which generally the Lord always does, particularly to his devotees. Generally, the Lord always fulfills his word, but with his devotees, he always fulfills his word. So like this, Kardama Muni is appreciating and glorifying the appearance of Lord Kapila. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question, Maharaj?
Krishna consciousness also
includes
all the four sampradayas.
Krishna consciousness again? Oh yes, it includes all four sampradayas. Yeah, well, yeah. He didn't exactly take from them, like he didn't have it, but then so he took it and then he had it. But he kind of recognized within each sampradaya and accepted in the sense that he agreed. There are certain aspects of each sampradaya which he didn't agree with. But there are certain things, important things, which he definitely agreed with. And he accepted in that sense. Not exactly like, you know, he wasn't doing it. It wasn't part of the program. And then he saw them do it and he thought, oh, we must do it too. It wasn't in that sense, but yeah, yeah. It's the glory, oh yes, it's one of the great glories. And later, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the other sampradayas will merge into and join the Gaudiya Sampradaya and become just like regular Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And one thing that will help them, inspire them to do that, is that they will recognize within the Gaudiya Sampradaya that, oh, there are things here that we do. And that will help them to accept and join in. Yeah. Thank you. Sarup Damodar Prabhu. No Jai Sachinandan, no Mother Rukmini. What happened? We are bereft. Anyone else got a comment or question? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Mm-hmm.